This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us. We're going to be talking about National Small Business Week today with the director of the Bucknell Small Business Development Center. Steve Stumbris is their director, and they've been in operation for almost 50 years now. We're going to learn more about them, and we'll also talk about National Small Business Week and how the SBDC helps folks who are planning on starting a new business and need some guidance and assistance. Well, they've been doing it for half a century, and Steve Stumbris is with us today to share all the details.
Let's begin with a nutshell version of this Small Business Development Center and nationally. You know, what's the model that has led to this?
Yeah, great. Thanks for the opportunity to share the SBDC, or the Small Business Development Center, Bucknell University, for almost 50 years now, has hosted a Small Business Development Center that's a resource for the entrepreneurs and for the existing small businesses of the region. This is six counties throughout central Pennsylvania, and what the SBDC does is provide training programs and one-on-one consulting, or meeting with a client and advising them on whatever their goal is, whatever problem they're trying to tackle, but helping small businesses be successful in starting up and being successful in their business operations. All sorts of different topics that we cover.
I was just talking to my wife on the way here about a new small business, or I assume it's new, but a friend had posted that they were eating at this coffee shop. And I said, that looks great, but too often small businesses go away too quickly. I mean, what are the numbers on that, you know, and how much can you boost those chances of long-term survival?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, the risk is high. You're going it often alone. An individual is starting up their own small business. They're pursuing a dream. They're pursuing a passion. They're good at something. So someone is a great chef, or they are a maker. They're a creator. But they have a professional trade that they're an expert in. Doctor, accountant, etc. Everything in between, every different type of person you can imagine throughout our community might have an aspiration to be their own boss. So when you are the boss, when you are running your own small business, you have to wear so many different hats. Some of those hats fit you really well, and you are comfortable providing your product, your service, but you also have to learn how to balance the books. You have to learn how to market that. You have to learn customer service. You have to learn how to operate the business. That's the missing piece so often. So that new cafe might have someone who loves coffee, or they have a great aesthetic for designing the space. They have the cafe that looks great. Everyone wants to hang out there. But if they're not also managing their cost of goods and cost of labor and knowing how that flows down to the bottom line of making a profit in that business, that's the work of the SBDC. We're stepping people through, how do you operate this business at a profit?
You teach people how to wear all the hats and probably help them to feel less overwhelmed if they're considering starting something.
Yeah, we're really good generalists. We can span every different topic, and it's a team. The Bucknell SBDC has a team of professional consultants. Most of us have owned small businesses of our own. There's a lot of experience here across the staff of the Bucknell SBDC. And yes, we'll cover topics ranging from marketing to the digital tools to customer service, financial management, and more. Really, every different piece of the puzzle that you need to put together in your business, we can touch on that. But we also know when you get into, all right, I need a legal contract, I need an operating agreement, or I need to file my taxes. We are also really, really good at identifying for our clients when and which type of professional service provider they do need. So here's where you need to talk to your attorney. And here's the type of business contract that you're going to ask them to develop for your specific case. This is a great topic to branch into. Yes, everyone can go online and find a sample of that contract, or go to your favorite AI tool and do a draft of creating that content, that copy for you. But going to the actual professional source, and here's another note on that, in your local community, who knows your local community, who knows the market where you're operating your business, that is probably even more valuable today than pre-internet, Google, ChatGPT type of resources that we have at our fingertips now.
And with the advent of that and the explosion of it, I mean, how does that impact what you do here as far as people thinking, well, I can go to AI instead, or is it, you know, do you tell them that's not really going to work so well?
Well, it's every tool like that. They are just that. They're tools. So learning how to use them effectively and appropriately is our work. The SBDC has been doing this since 1978. So the type of consulting that we do today, how the organization is run and how we teach, how we consult, it has evolved as much as the landscape of business and the technology that underpins those businesses has changed in the last 40 plus years. It has changed, but some things don't change. We still consult with people. And we are still trusted advisors. We're the ones who get to know you personally, to get to know your goals as a business owner, who are prompting you. So yes, anyone can go to ChatGPT and put a prompt in there and get something back. But think of us. We are the ones who are prompting you to really think about the things you need to think about and expressing clearly things like, what does success look like to you? This, I'm grabbing that phrase directly from the playbook, from the consulting pages of Denny Hummer, our assistant director here at the Bucknell SBDC, prompting those conversations with clients, especially at the early stage when they're setting their goals, they're putting their plan in motion. It's about what success looks like for them as a business owner. It may be about revenue. It may be about a certain income attainment. It may be about community impact. It may be bringing some great new product or menu item to the world, or the relationships that they have in the community. So any different type of goal that's beyond the, yes, this business is going to need to make a profit to actually be a business. It is, what does success specifically look like for this individual business owner that we're sitting across the table from?
Now, I would think the average person on the street might not know much about you, but is it, when it comes down to it and they need your assistance, do you find that they then discover you, or is it something in that, I mean, for the average person, if you're not starting a small business, you don't need to know about it.
Well, here's one thing, referrals. How do people hear about the Bucknell SBDC? We're based in downtown Lewisburg. We're hosted by Bucknell University. Great space on Market Street where people can come to meet with us and come to a training program and a business networking event with us. You can find us online, of course, website. You can find social media for us pretty readily. Just Google or put into ChatGPT, however you're discovering information online, Bucknell SBDC. And you're going to find us, and you're going to learn that we're a resource we're people you can meet with. We are a provider of information that can benefit you, and we always have a calendar of events that people can sign up for and join us, mostly in person, some as webinars, so easy to just click that link and join us via a webinar to learn. But with all of that online proliferation of information, the best way and the most common way that people hear about us is someone tells them, hey, I worked with the SBDC as I started my pet care business, cafe, et cetera. And the SBDC was helpful for me. So word of mouth referral from the business community, from bankers, from elected officials, from professional service providers. These are the partners, and this is the network that is the business community. When we talk about the business community, it's all of these professional service providers and the people who are the navigators of those networks of support and information. And the SBDC is very well known throughout those individuals and those partner organizations. So most often it's someone saying to their friend, their family member, or that person who's just putting that sign up in the window. Now, a note on that, we'll come back to that, I know, is they say the SBDC can help you. Now, putting that sign up in the window, hopefully, that's not the first time that someone's hearing about the SBDC. We really, really can benefit someone so much more if we're there from the ground floor. The idea to research, to plan of how can you successfully launch your business is where we can provide a lot of constructive guidance and stage someone for success. You mentioned, what are the stats? Like, there are almost the majority of small businesses don't make it to their one-year anniversary. So it's hard. It's a hard road. But by doing the planning and getting the support from the SBDC as early as possible, you can boost that rate of success tremendously. And it's getting to that first year and beyond, 5, 10 years, being in business is something that the SBDC helps with, helping a client stay in business.
What's sort of a sampling of some of the businesses that have started here that people would now know?
Yeah. So we have such a diversity, and it's across different industries. I refer to service providers, the retail shops. We're talking right now in downtown Lewisburg, so we can look across the street, literally, at a cafe, a Cycle Up Cafe. So a couple years ago, Chris Corbin had the idea of putting together a bike shop and cafe. He'd seen this in some other cities. He's from the Philly area, relocated here to central Pennsylvania, worked with him as he launched. And it ranges from downtown Lewisburg in the middle of Union County to 6 different counties. We have a really strong presence in Montour County. We have a location called Startup Danville there. An award-winning business owner that we've worked with there is Mark Burke. He has grown his consulting and experience design agency Mindset. And then right down the hallway from his office there is an amazing fashion designer. So think this, cafe to experience designer to fashion designer. We've worked with Ayana Ife, and very recently we celebrated her most recent brand launch of her activewear brand, Ayana Active. So really, any different type of business that you experience, from the amazing downtowns of our region to manufacturers, agricultural producers, and more.
Okay. And you mentioned Denny Hummer and yourself. Who, you know, are there other staff, or is it give us an idea of who keeps the place going?
Yeah, it's a team. It's an amazing team effort. When someone reaches out to the Bucknell SBDC, they'll have one or more of us respond really promptly, letting you know what the path is to connect with us. But team members of the Bucknell SBDC include Amber Guerrero, business consulting, and a really amazing skill set ranging from digital design, marketing tools, and capital. You know, Amber comes from a background, one, as a business owner herself, and also brings experience as a banker. So it's a win-win. It's an amazing combination of having been in the shoes of the client that she's working with, to helping them navigate how they secure financing to grow their business. Alicia Mack is one of our newest team members. Alicia joined us this year and has been a marketing professional, advertising professional, also a small business owner of her own photography business. Alicia has been an amazing addition to our team. And then in addition to myself, Denny, Amber, and Alicia, we were recently joined by Claire Beaver, who comes from a background of customer service. She grew up in family-owned small businesses. Claire serves our clients and supports our team as our business resource specialist. Often, Claire is the first person that someone will connect with when they email or call us or sign up for one of our training programs. Claire is helping to kind of shine that flashlight on the path ahead of them and helping them navigate to, all right, should they be setting up a meeting to work, to be in Amber's office that next day or next week, or is a startup workshop the place where they should first encounter the SBDC and really start getting that foundation. And one more team member who brings a really interesting background, Ian Proud is a consultant with our team working on how business owners can innovate in their businesses. One role and one type of business that Ian especially brings his talents to are manufacturers of the region, Bucknell SBDC. One of the tools in our toolbox is an amazing partnership with Bucknell's College of Engineering. So bringing technical skills of faculty and students and how manufacturers can innovate in their products and processes and modernize for the 21st century and beyond. That's a role that Ian plays on our team. I also have a background in manufacturing, so that's something that ensuring that the Bucknell SBDC and the training and the strategy type of consulting that we can bring, manufacturing is a great industry for us to help to grow and innovate.
And the a little bit more about the Small Business Week. What kind of tie-ins have you had with that during this this week that raises awareness of this?
Yeah, first week of May every year is National Small Business Week, and this is promoted throughout the country by the U.S. Small Business Administration. U.S. SBA is one of the SBDC's chief partners and funders. The SBDC exists because of federal and state agency investments in local regions. It's a partnership between U.S. Small Business Administration with Pennsylvania's Department of Community and Economic Development, and here for our region with Bucknell University. National Small Business Week is always a highlight of the year for us. This week, we have been in the community presenting training programs on Monday in Milton, talking about digital marketing. On Wednesday, helping a room full of aspiring entrepreneurs take the first step in, well, the appropriately named First Step Workshop. And then on Thursday, so May 7th, featured a celebration of small business. We had elected officials and a showcase of small business owners, half a dozen different businesses being able to tell their stories. And notable among those small business owners, not just a client of ours, but a partner of ours, we recognized Cup of Code, a marketing agency based in Northumberland, Pennsylvania, but with locations throughout several states and customers throughout the country, as our Small Business of the Year. In particular, the award has some meaning, has some historical significance to the Bucknell SBDC. The Charles H. Coder Entrepreneurial Leadership Award presented to Cup of Code, their team, for their excellence and their also service to small businesses. Charlie Coder was the founding director of the Bucknell SBDC, was the first organizer and leader for the SBDC in 1978, connecting initially Bucknell University, specifically his students, with local businesses. And students gained amazing experience getting to know businesses, industry of the region, and those businesses benefited from their fresh perspective, their skills, and Charlie's vision and expertise as a business leader. Growing since then over the years, that root has always been part of the SBDC. Its students from Bucknell University are part of our team, even now. And I mentioned our professional staff who lead and who serve our clients, but we have, that's a small team. Our team grows almost exponentially. Each academic year, we have almost 20 students from Bucknell University who have consulting roles with us, and they're working directly with businesses. They're doing research. They are consulting with them, and they're bringing expertise and learning from the classroom and their labs and their own initiatives, ranging from accounting and finance to marketing to engineers doing product design. We have students who come from econ and math majors, as well as creative writing. It's really an amazing group of young people who have been receiving an outstanding education, world-class education at Bucknell University, and they are part of our work to engage with the business community. And seeing those relationships grow, a student who is gaining professional experience in their desired profession, and some of them do go off into careers as consultants, but seeing those relationships build between students and local business owners is probably one of the most rewarding parts of our day-to-day work.
Okay. And could we close with just kind of a look at where people can go to learn more, to see more, to hear more through, you know, social media, through your website?
Well, I of course appreciate the opportunity to share these stories and these resources through radio. So listeners, of course, the main place to go is the Bucknell SBDC website. Easy enough, I've been talking about the Small Business Development Center. So just remember those four letters, SBDC. Go to bucknell.edu/SBDC. And Bucknell SBDC website will have an overview of how we help. You'll learn about some of the local businesses that are our success stories that we love to share. And there's a list of upcoming events. Usually there's going to be 5 or 6 events coming up that we're featuring. One, always there's going to be Take the First Step. If someone is at the earliest stage of putting that plan together, has an idea for their small business, join us at the First Step workshop about how to start a business. But then complementary to that, there's marketing topics, there's digital tools, there's AI topics for small business owners. And a couple things that I'll highlight. No, three things that I'll highlight. A regular Wednesday cadence of joining the SBDC in person. Second Wednesday of the month, join us for a business innovation lunch and learn at our main location in downtown Lewisburg. Third Wednesday of the month, join us at Startup Danville, and it's a morning session filled with ideas and tools for growing your business. And then on the final Wednesday of the month, join us as we partner with Cup of Code in Northumberland for a really great program called Business Bites and Brews. So second Wednesday, third Wednesday, and final Wednesday, whether it's the fourth or the fifth Wednesday of the month, get together. Come and join the SBDC to learn about us, meet our team, and learn how we can help a small business owner to either to get started or to grow.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.